Democrat Mark Connelly is best known as serving as a state securities regulator. He took on Tyco, brought in big settlements from large companies, and resigned in protest of the state's handling of the FRM Ponzi scheme. Connelly is now one of three candidates in the Democratic race for New Hampshire governor. He joins me now to talk about his campaign and the issues facing the state. Mark Connelly, welcome to Weekend Edition.
Glad to be here.
You've considered running for office before. Why was this the right time to launch a bid for the corner office?
Yeah, for the last several years, I've been out talking about some of my experiences in state government, and I, in fact, wrote a book about that. And a lot of what I was talking about goes on in Washington as well as Concord, that I think it's time for reform in terms of how we fund campaigns, who we appoint to government jobs. And when the governor decided that she would run for the United States Senate, I said to myself, you know, sometimes best to put actions into words into actions. As we look out and understand where government's going, I do think we need people who are going to go in, do the job, define what the problems are, and then articulate that to the electorate. And I think that's who I am. We rank 48th in the country in outward migration of young people per capita. We are now the second oldest state in the country. Yes, we have a 2.6% unemployment rate, but that really belies the fact that we don't have enough educated workers. We have some 50% of our population have some degree of higher education. It's been shown that by 2025, we will need to have almost 70% of our population to be some degree of higher education with certificate learning. If we don't do that, we will not maintain the same standard of living we have today. If I'm elected, that will be my point. I'll go after the demographic challenge, not talk about what we need to do. We're doing it somewhat in terms of education. It includes how we fund it, how we prioritize education, how we get kids thinking. The 58,000 kids are in high school today. How we tell them this is where they want to be to start a family. This is the opportunities there. Instead of them just leaving and not coming back. If we don't address this challenge, I think in the next couple of years, we could lose a generation. So I think that's what we need to focus on as a state.
Let's take a look at some of the other issues that have been in the news lately. What, if anything, would you do differently about the state's response to opioid abuse?
I don't think I'd do anything differently. This is an issue that we didn't even understand 2 years ago, even a year ago. The legislature and the governor, particularly the governor, has shown leadership here, looking at this as a health crisis, not as a criminal crisis. Drug courts and getting those in place in all our counties, prescription monitoring program and strengthening that. The people who deal in this, we need to put away. The people who have been victimized in this, we need to help. I was with some firefighters about a month ago in Manchester. They took me around. They go out and treat somebody, and then they put him in the ambulance, and they bring him to the hospital, and then these people check out right away. And they're telling me the same day or the very next day they're seeing these same people again. When we bring them into the hospital, we should have interdiction right then and there to say, you just almost killed yourself. Let's get you treatment. And we're starting to do that. We ranked number one or two in the country in terms of addiction rate per capita and one of the lowest treatment rates. We're now changing that equation. The governor and the legislature and our local city officials deserve a lot of credit for addressing this, but we can do more.
You support passenger rail. How would you try to move rail forward at a time when lawmakers have a number of times removed rail funding from the state's transportation plan?
You know, this to me is about innovation in our economy. This is what my theme is. I want us to be live free or die state. Obviously, that's who we are. I also want to be the innovation education state. So innovation to me means you cannot just have an economy based on automobiles. The actual capital and operating expense to do this is somewhere around $5 to $6 million, in my opinion. So just look at the amount of economic development that will come off of that. We'll have increased taxes for business profits tax, rooms and meals tax. We'll have parking revenue. I will say this. If you look at the gas tax that we put up 4.1 cents about 2 years ago, it was the first time we'd done it since 1992. It didn't happen because of legislature. It happened because of the business community. And the business community said, you know what, in order to have an economy that matches what we need to have good roads and bridges. Now they're saying, we really need passenger rail. If you look at New England, and you look at Boston, and you look at GE that just moved from Connecticut to Boston, and you look at the hospitals and universities, we need to tie ourselves as closely as possible to Boston and that community. Linking Boston to Nashua, Manchester Airport, to Manchester Mill Yard, that's a home run. And I think it takes the right kind of leadership, somebody who understands finance, who understands what it takes to get things done. And I think my record in terms of what I've done for the state and my business background, I will get it done.
Would you support a bill to decriminalize possession of marijuana? And if so, under what conditions?
Yes, I would, because then I look back at the crisis of 2008 and 2009, and see some of these people who almost bankrupt our economy, and none of these people went to jail. Why would a 19-year-old kid who has a quarter ounce of marijuana Now what that means, if he gets arrested and he doesn't have the right legal representation, they're going to have a hard time getting a loan. They're going to have a hard time getting a job. I'm not saying marijuana should be something we should promote, but we have to be realistic in terms of what's happening in our society. So, yeah, I think it's time for us to do that.
There's a bill moving through the legislature now, which its proponents call constitutional carry, which would essentially remove concealed weapon permits for firearms. Is that a bill that, if it passed through the legislature, would you sign, veto?
I would veto it. To me, that's a solution in search of a problem. Our local law enforcement people understand when there's domestic violence going on and may have an understanding of what's going on in their community that may not show up when somebody goes in to a concealed carry license. So I'm a very big supporter of some police officers. I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment. But I think we should be very careful in looking at how we change our laws. And I will say, I think you're going to ask me next, I do think we have people who have been adjudicated to be mentally ill or in the state hospital should go through the national group background check in the FBI.
Finally, your career in politics began as a sophomore at Dartmouth. You were elected to the state house, scraggly college beard and all.
Yeah, I was a state representative, actually Republican at the time, from the town of Bedford. I was going to drop out of school, literally, because I ran out of money at Dartmouth. And a state representative named Elizabeth Crory told her husband, Fred, and he worked for the Army Corps of Engineers, and he took me aside and said, look, I'll get you a job working in the Army Corps of Engineers, and I'll send you up to Alaska. And he said, you get two conditions. He didn't say one was a beard. One is you have to not want to come home because it takes 3 days to get the North Slope of Alaska, basically on the Bering Sea, and you have to graduate with your class. I saw everything you do in Alaska, you know, polar bears, grizzly bears, and fishing in deep ponds, and I grew a beard. So I brought it back and it kept the beard for a while.
So you're a bearded state representative Republican in your youth and a financial services industry Democrat now in your 60s.
You know, let me say this. I believe I've always been a pragmatic, moderate voice. As I've gotten older and I've had a chance to view the world as it really is, I believe the Democratic Party is really the values for the average person. And I think we can do a better job in government addressing needs of the average person, middle class. When I was a securities regulator, I saw many instances where people were being harmed in our state. They were being targeted in our state. And I said to myself, that's not the kind of New Hampshire that I want. So yeah, I think I'm unique in the sense that I have a business background, but I have strong progressive values.
That's Mark Connolly, a Democrat running for New Hampshire governor. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
You can find more of our conversations with the 2016 candidates in New Hampshire at nhpr.org.